I said, why? Did he lose his voice? He said, no, God don't talk in an audible voice anymore. I said, well, I'll tell you what, somebody was in this house. Now, he was invited for supper. He never stayed for supper. But I said, somebody talked to me in this room. He said, well, it wasn't God. Well, I said, well, I know it was God. So that kind of put a strain on the relationship. Phyllis went to that church. I went to another church. I was right and she was wrong. Now, and here it says this. And as he, Paul, saw, journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice. Somebody say a voice. Saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And Saul said, who art thou? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he trembled and was astonished and said, Lord, what wilt thou have me do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Then after that, here we have an audible voice. And if you go on down, it says, some men heard a sound, but didn't hear it clearly. Why? Because God is speaking to you, not to everybody else. Amen? That's why you can be in a congregation. Somebody could say, God just said. Well, if God just said, he's speaking to you, not to everybody else. And then after that, Ananias gets, God speaks to him in a vision, and Ananias goes up, lays hands on Paul, and Paul gets filled with the Holy Ghost. So the audible voice is a part of the New Testament. And it is spoken to us right here in this scripture. And so we need to believe it. Amen. Amen. We need to believe that God speaks in an audible voice. Now, please, all you want to do is seek God. Let God choose which way he talks to you. Amen. Amen. All right. And then in another, let's go to Acts, the 16th chapter and verse 16. And then we got just one more after this. So bear with me. Look at your neighbor and say, take a deep breath. Put in a tic-tac. All right, chicken is still going to be there. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. And the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Free advertisement. You would have thought Paul was happy with that. And it said, but this she did many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said unto the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of their gain was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them unto the marketplace and unto the rulers. Then we know the rest of the story. They got thrown into the inner prison. What does that mean that Paul was grieved? Now, when we talk about this, sometimes people would think that this is New Agey, but it's not New Agey. It's God. Remember, God lights the candle of man. The spirit of man, God enlightens. He gives understanding, direction to his spirit. So that's the inward part of man. That's the inward part of man that God is speaking to. What it means is this. It means, let me say it this way, maybe you'll catch it. You ever had a feeling that you just knew that you knew? It wasn't in your head. You just had a gut feeling that something wasn't right. Or you should go one way or another way. Some people would call it intuition. But it's really not intuition. It is the leading or the voice or the nudging or the stirring of the inner man. And that's coming from the Spirit of God. Now, you might just feel troubled. You might feel like, I don't have peace about this. That's telling you that you don't need to do it. It might be a time thing. It might be a person thing. Might be a lot of things. But if you don't feel right about it, don't do it. Just stop. Paul was grieved, troubled. peace left him. He had an intuition. This is not God. And he moved on that leading of the Holy Ghost and cast that devil out of that woman. And the devil came out and they got thrown in jail. But that was an inward witness. Now, we don't practice that near enough. Near enough. We need to be still and know that he's God. Give God time. One of the characteristics of the devil, false prophets, manipulation, and people twisting the truth is you're the only way, you're the right way, everybody else is wrong, and I need it now. That's right. But the Bible says if you have something, bring it to the Lord, John 1:19, bring it to the Lord that it can be manifest whether it's God or if it's not. When people start demanding that they're the only way, they're the right way, and you don't have time to judge and you don't have time to choose, or maybe God's just not leading you their way. That doesn't mean that they're the devil, but it does mean there's something going on and they're trying to force you into their box. Amen. It's just wrong. Yeah. Hallelujah. Which leads me to the next one. These are the offices that we have. And this, we are led by offices or by the gifts of God. One of the offices that is major, that leads people because of their proclamation and their established validity in a church or in a community, is the office of the prophet. Let's go to Acts 21 in verse 10. This is the last one we're going to talk about. Most controversial one, but. Now let me say this. Prophecy does not make somebody a prophet. Amen. Could I get an amen? Amen? Prophecy edifies, comforts, and exhorts. So it doesn't make somebody a prophet because you prophesy. And then prophets are national or they're geographical. In other words, I'm the pastor to those that are members of Only Believe Ministries Christian Center. Now, people call me pastor out of respect, but they are not subject to my form of doctrine or what this church believes. Now, they are based and subject to the credentials or the fruit of the believer. But I don't have a voice in someone's life that does not attend here. But I am pastor of those that do attend here. Amen. Could I get an amen? Amen? Now, people call me pastor, but I'm not really their pastor. One lady said, oh, you're my pastor. I said, that's nice. I haven't seen you for months. She said, well, you are. I said, yeah, right. I'm not her pastor. Nope. I'm a convenient place for her to establish her identity as a Christian. Sure. I'm not her pastor at all. She doesn't attend here. I can't be your pastor and you don't attend here.
Amen.
Amen. Now, so let's just use Tim Bagwell. Tim Bagwell is a prophet of our church, but he's not the prophet of the church down the road. And in America, we don't have a national prophet. I'm just telling you, most people that call themselves prophets are disallowed in about 3 weeks. Because what they say just doesn't come to pass. And what they say is only based on what they teach. Oh, that's a stinker. That one just sucks. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that word. It's just not right. You can't manipulate people.
Amen.
By prophecy. Amen. And declaring, thus saith the Lord. Amen. If you want to train, transform, and lead people, preach the word. If it comes to pass, great. But don't try to make everybody believe what you believe. That's the word's place. Amen?
Amen?
And so there is a lot of stuff that goes on in the kingdom under the name of prophecy or prophets that simply is nothing but flesh.
Amen.
That's why we have no national prophets. Have you heard anybody stand up and repeatedly speak the direction of our nation and what's going to happen? I'm not talking about 20 years from now. How about 3 days from now? How about saying, this is what God's going to do? God's disappointed at the White House. It's going to become a broken down house. In 3 days, a tornado will come through it and rip it to the ground. And I will raise up a new place of leadership in America. Until that happens, a prophet is not going to be a prophet. Now, I prophesy in the next 100 years there will be a woman president. Now, does that make me a prophet? That makes me an idiot. So I joined the club of many. And I do not apologize. I wish we had a national prophet. But it's going to take more than just these little shenanigans that these people pull. You want to have a prophet that a nation and a government is going to come to, then let them speak as the oracles of God. Amen. But let them be quiet when they have not even heard of God. Amen. Or at least heard from God. Amen. So, prophets are geographical. That means their influence is geographical. That means if a man is a prophet for the church down the street, he doesn't have influence over me. Now, Brother Bagwell comes in and he speaks something into my life. I give him respect and I become servant to certain things that he says because over the years he has proved himself faithful and what he has said has come to pass. Amen. So, a prophet can be geographical, and that's how it is. Someone be a prophet in another place, but not a prophet here. Now, a prophet can speak something like in Acts 21. Can I have that on the screen? And it says, and as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet. Somebody say a prophet.
Prophet.
Named Agabus. And when he was coming to, when he was coming to us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet and said, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry. So now we know that God, through the Holy Ghost, does use this office. And so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they that of that place besought him not to go to Jerusalem. Now, the end of the story is you can't forbid what God has declared. Paul submits to it. But if you go up into the first 8 or 9 verses of chapter 21, there were some disciples that prophesied to Paul that he was not supposed to go to Jerusalem. Now see, those were false prophets. They were trying to manipulate Paul because they thought he shouldn't go. They weren't true prophets. See, you can't let people manipulate you. Be honest. I've had people say stuff to me and I'd think, I'll be glad when this is over. Because I knew it was a lie. They were prophesying for the crowd, but they weren't prophesying for God. Now, it sounded good. People come, oh, man, what a great word. It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Know if it's true or not. Let the Spirit bear witness with it. If it is, then let God lead you into it. Don't go and start a ministry. Amen? Let's just wait on God. So those are 6 ways that God will lead us. Somebody say, God will lead us.
God will lead us.
Let's let God lead us, Randy. First is the Word. Amen? We want to make sure that we give a base of the Word. Let's stand our feet today. Hallelujah. So Jesus was led of the Holy Ghost. God's going to lead us. Say this with me. Say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I give now the Holy Ghost, His rightful place, to lead me, to guide me.
I will follow.
That I will be at a divine place, the appointed place, my God place. I believe, God, that You will transform me, change me, enable me, and empower me to go from there. Lead me, Holy Ghost. Open up my ears, my eyes, my heart. Come and speak. Lead me. in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, we desire right now that you would come and move in the midst of us. Transform us and change us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Let's lift our hands up and just worship him. God, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, we thank you that you are leading and guiding us, that you are speaking to us in the secret places of our heart. That Holy Ghost, we can move with confidence to know who we are to join ourselves with, know what to say and when to say it, what to speak and what to ask, what to look for, so that we can be confident that we are in the right place and in the place that God has ordained us to be. Lead us, Holy Ghost. Just come and lead us, Holy Ghost. Lead us to the areas of jobs and family, and spouses, friends and relationships. Lead us, Holy Ghost. Lead us, that Jesus will be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, that the Holy Ghost is visiting people in dreams and in visions, that he's speaking to us, that God, even today, the prophets speak a sure word to our life, that God, you are leading us and guiding us, that we have that inward knowing, this is God. God, we know that you are the same today, yesterday, and forever. You speak in a voice, an audible voice that no one can deny. God, lead us. We are your people. Lead us that the Holy Ghost will have greater influence and reign in our life. Let him take our lives and present it to you in a way that you are pleased with. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Tonight it's